Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 18. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. 1 hour, thy judgment has come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The real problem in our world today is not the media, it's the money. You know, people in the media, they don't make that much money, but they get to hobnob with the bigwigs if they do what they are supposed to do. They get lauded, and they get Pulitzer Prizes, and they get strokes, and they get acceptances, and they get called to the dinner parties, because look, these guys have perpetuated our narrative. The money is the problem. Who is it that owns our national debt? It's all about the money, right? Why is it we're not falling? Why is it sometimes politicians who start well end poorly? Sometimes it's because they find they're in there and there's nothing they can do. So they do what you and I might want to do. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. I'll just go home and mow the lawn. They just say, well, I can't do anything about it, so I'll just go home and I'll do whatever they tell me to do, reuse my time, and then they get more money. Pretty soon they're the frog in the kettle and they've already drank the Kool-Aid and they're like saying, hey, there's money here that can be made. I marveled at some of the people in our generation that have taken monies and been on the right side of things at one time and now are clearly on the wrong side. In this passage, the trifecta represents the kings of the earth. The kings of the earth committed fornication. It talks about the citizenry of the earth, that they have been made drunk, which is stupefied. So they get in on all the goodies that the kings of the earth, because of their fornication, have spawned. And verse 11 says, the merchants of the earth shall weep. Why? Because the merchants won't have anybody to take their money anymore. Verse 14, after he catalogs all the merchandise, he says, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after. Underline the words, thy soul. Because he was talking about them, now he's talking about you. Do you know the people who are going into the tribulation oblivious? And I believe it's going to be a huge generation of millennials who have no biblical foundation at all. And what's going to happen is they're going to go in there and they're going to remember that I lusted after some things. What was it that made me miss the rapture? What was it that made me miss church? What was it that made me not care about Bible study? What was it that made me not want to read? It was my device. It was my toys. It was my fun. It was my music. Very interesting verse when it says, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after. This is boots on the ground. This is the field manual for those who are saints trying to keep their wits about them. And when he says, the fruits that thy soul lusted after, get this. At the end of verse 14 it says, and all things which were dainty and goodly. The words mean slick and shiny. You know, devices are slick and shiny. You slide your thumb on them and the whole page moves up. They shine, they gleam. You get a brand new phone, you're like, boy, I'm going to treat this thing like wonderful for 6 months until they come out with another, I'll pony up another $800. Lusted after. What's wrong with the device that was 2 years ago? Nothing. But I got to have another one. And I got to have another one. The things thy soul lusted after. You know, they're not going to be there on the other side when we get into the kingdom. I had my grandkids over this last week. And I couldn't figure out what to do with them. It's cold outside. So we began to watch videos on nature. And the kids were enthralled. The woodpecker, how he's feeding his young, they could sit there for hours watching what? Nature. You ever seen puppies playing with a little kid? It's the funniest thing in the world. They're just mauling him and licking him and he's just falling over and giggling. This is the good stuff. But we're looking down, not looking up. And all things slick and shiny that your soul lusted after, he says, are departed from thee, in verse 14. Do you know what hid Lot in Sodom? He was used to the city. He liked it. They had to take him by the hand and pull him out of the city. His wife looked back, told not to, but she couldn't do it. She looked back. And his girls were so messed up that they created a whole vortex of evil that we are reaping from to this day. You live in a day where your girls, your boys, they're in jeopardy. And we've been put on notice by the Word of God that it would be this way. Verse 17, every shipmaster and all those company of ships and sailors that trade by sea even stood afar off. Now, you got to remember something. If you would take some moments and consider how much stuff we import to this country, the vast majority of it is not flown in. It's shipped in. Shipping is big. That's a big deal. Ports are filled with goods. We have access to all kinds of stuff because of shipping. It's a world economy, therefore. He says the shipmasters and sailors and so forth, they're all going to be standing afar off. They're going to see the cities. They're going to come up from the sea. They're going to come in and they're going to come into the Manhattan or whatever area out there where they, you know, see off in the distance. Just like we saw the smoke of the Twin Towers in 9/11. They're going to see the whole city up in smoke, whatever city they happen to go to. It says in verse 19, they're going to cast dust on their heads. What's he said? He said, reward her, and recompense is before us. All these things are recompense. God says, he says in verse 19, for in 1 hour she is made crippled? No, desolate. Desolate. And now we see rejoicing. We've seen remembrance, we've seen rewarding, and we've seen recompensings. Now we're seeing rejoicing. Rejoice over her, thou heaven. And ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you of her. Think of that. You see, we look at the people who were prophets and we think, oh, they were strange. They dressed strange, acted strange, did strange stuff. I grant you. When John the Baptist showed up, camel hair, he ate locusts and honey. Why did he eat locusts and honey? Because could you possibly choke down a locust without something on it? I mean, I'm just saying. He ate locusts and honey. But the thing is, he looked like what? He looked like Elijah of old, a burly man. A man who was separate from society. The Bible says you now are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people to show forth the praises. And the people will say you're weird. They're saying Donald Trump is crazy because if they can catalog him as crazy, maybe they can get him out of office, right? Do you know what that is? That is a precursor of what they're going to say to Christians. You guys are crazy. And because you're mentally ill, we need to put you in a concentration camp. You say it could never happen. It happened. It happened in Hitler's Germany. It can happen here. They're already vilifying you. The View this last week has been called to the mat on ABC daytime, making fun of Vice President Pence because he hears from God when he reads his Bible in the morning. And they're saying he is crazy. Boy, he must be weird. He's hearing voices. You and I are living at a time unlike anything America's ever seen. And when America falls, there's no other place to go. The Bible tells the apostles to rejoice over her. And look at verse 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone. That's what Daniel was told way back. Remember, we read it a minute ago. You saw a big stone. It was cut out without hands. And it hit this image at the feet. And there would be no more. Here it is. Connection. He says, a millstone cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Couple of little things to notice. All these things that aren't going to be found anymore. Verse 23 says, the voice of bridegroom and the bride won't be heard anymore at all in Babylon. Do you know what? You and I are the voice of the bride. And Jesus is the voice of the bridegroom. And the world's being told through media, through internet. You can go to sermon audio. You can listen to good preaching. You can go on TV, find good preachers and find good teaching. This is brides and bridegrooms, no more marrying and giving in marriage. But it's also true that we won't be in the midst of Babylon anymore. Aren't you glad? We're living in the midst of a Babylonian system. All things slick and shiny. But he says this in the middle of verse 23. Your merchants were the great men of the earth, and by their sorceries were all the nations deceived. The word sorcery is just the Greek word pharmakia. We get the word pharmacy from it. By your drug use. We're drugging our children today at earliest of ages, putting them on pills rather than the paddle. Oh, that's abuse. No, it's not abuse. Do you know God spanks the child of God? Whom He loves, He chastens. Chapter 4 of Revelation says, you want to know this last day's church? If you want to know whether you're really born again or not, are you chastened when you sin? He says, I just want you to know. Whom I love, I chasten. So that's your earmark. Hebrews chapter 12 says, if you're without chastening, you are illegitimate. You have no father. Laodicean church age is out of control. And he says, because of the things that they've done, he says, the bridegroom, the bride, the candle, the music's not going to be heard anymore. Why? Because in her, verse 24, was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. All that were slain upon the earth. You got wars and mayhem, but you also have religious persecution. Chapter 19, verses 1 down through, verse 5, he says, the voice out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants and ye that fear him, small and great. And I heard a great voice, verse 6 of chapter 19, the voice of a great multitude, sound of many waters, voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He's saying, this is a good day. This is a good day. So we see rejoicing in the end. Can there be rejoicing when the evil is put down? Every single time. You know this boy down here who killed all these kids down here in this school? I am not ashamed to say that I think he should be tried and put to death. The Bible says, whoever sheds man's blood, by man must his blood be shed. And I'm telling you, the powers that be are ordained of God, Romans chapter 13 says, but we have a bunch of wishy-washy Christians who say it's not right. It's right. How else does a person move on thinking this guy's getting a three hots and a cot every single day? You need to right the scales. Justice must be served. You give him a preacher, tell him how he can be saved, but he's got to go. And this is what God is saying. He will decisively, decidedly deal out judgment and justice. And we're supposed to be Christians, which means we're like Him. Doesn't mean taking matters into our own hands. If government, the powers that be, bear not the sword in vain, they measure it out. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, because the sentence is not executed speedily, listen to this, because the sentence is not executed speedily, Ecclesiastes says, the hearts of men are fully set in them to do evil. God is going to deal with the evil. In 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, He wants you to know, 1 hour, it's all going to fall. Do not love this world. Do not cling to this world. Do not hang on to this world. Do not have a love affair with this world. Realize that this world is not your friend. The prince of the power of the air has got it all under His control. He's a vast puppet master. You've got stuff going on underneath the covers that just boggle the mind. Things you can't take all day to talk about because it's just too fantastical. You think it can't be. They're trying to split atoms to open up another dimension in a place in Sweden. They tried it in 2008. The power went out. I love it. They're getting ready to do it again, and they got more power than they ever had. They think it'll open some new dimensions. You listen to them talk about it, and they're like, fantastic, what's going to happen? Guys, you're on the cusp of something amazing. And if you're in the right place, you're going to be waking up one day in glory. You're going to open your eyes and you're going to see a face and it's going to be God's. You're going to breathe air and you're going to find that air to be celestial. You're going to touch a hand and finding it Jesus's. Those are the days we're looking for. We sing a song years ago, all things that surround become shadows in the light of Thee. Aren't you looking forward to seeing Him today? We have a great God. We have great prospects. And I want you to know, if you don't know Jesus, you need to, because He's the only way through. Jesus said, I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me. In the book of Acts, it says, there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, God would have all come to knowledge of that truth. He wants people to know Jesus, and you and I are the ambassadors at large of the kingdom of God, which is an eternal kingdom. Let's be God's ambassadors. Let's be epistles seen and read of men. Let's see what this book says and go out and live it, because the people around us are perishing for lack of knowledge. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.